Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 3 o'clock, Jimmy B and TC. It's always fun. You have a chance to head to Cleveland and talk to Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider, and much more than that. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Kenny, how are you, pal?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are thee?
Everything is good with us. Before we get to the Big Ten stuff, Cleveland is rocked with the Kyrie Irving and saying, I don't want to play with LeBron anymore. I want to be the man. What is the latest that you can tell us now from Cleveland and the Cavaliers?
Well, I was at the news conference yesterday, which was held at a little after 3 o'clock Central Time yesterday. And I'll tell you what, been doing this a long time. I covered the Bulls in the mid-90s with a guy named Jordan Pippen and some pogo stick, better known as Dennis Rodman. And I thought that was a three-ring circus. This is pretty close to it. It came as a big surprise last Friday afternoon when it became public. Look, he's a strange cat. There's no doubt about it. Kyrie thinking that the earth is flat. He is a different individual. But I want to be upfront here and very fair. During the finals this year, so that's what, June. So what is that, 6 weeks ago, roughly, whatever it is?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there during one of the home games, post-game scrums, and he's up at the podium, and I don't know who, someone asked him a question, and he's answering, and it's going on and on and on and on. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know what, this is really different. I remember when Kyrie got here as the number one pick overall, he was very guarded, very shy for the most part. Answers were very cliche-ish, very short, not particularly rude, particularly, just, you know, very short. You know, didn't have anything to say. And he's going on and on and on. And his answer, I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm hearkening back to that first year when obviously LBJ wasn't here and he was the, quote, face of the franchise. And I'm thinking to myself, man, oh, man, look how introspective he is. And you know, this guy's come a long way, and Uncle Drew and everything else. And now we fast forward to what happened on Friday and everything in between. And then yesterday's two-man show, Kobe Altman, the new general manager, and then obviously the owner, Dan Gilbert. And it's, well, I will tell you this. I left yesterday's news conference thinking that maybe, just maybe, they might, with a very small M, be able to repair this. I then went to the Indians game last night, talked to a couple people that I trust their opinion. They seemed to agree with me, which gave me a little bit more confidence that I'm on the right track. But then again, this morning I talked to a very good source with the organization, knowing that I was going to do this show and one other later today with some other folks. And he said to me, hey, we've been trying to reach them, and we can't get to them. So my optimism of yesterday's news conference and the conversation I had with a couple of my trusted peers who are very veteran people like myself, I don't know where this stands. I really don't. It wouldn't shock me. Obviously, if they trade them, I think the odds are very much in favor that they will. But there's still a little sliver of me thinking that they're going to do something very discreet, try to get him and his individual, his agent, LeBron, and Rich Paul, his guy, and Dan Gilbert, and Kobe Altman. And whether they have to do it in Casper, Wyoming, they're going to do it somewhere where the media ain't going to find out. They're going to do it at a very small airport. They're going to do it in an airport hangar. Nobody's going to know about it. They're going to fly in at midnight under the wire, stealth, and see if they'll give it one last shot. I think that's what they're trying to do, but as of this morning, and this is a couple hours ago, they had not even really made any progress.
So. Hey, Kenny, tell them they can come to Des Moines. We'll take them here if they want to have that meeting.
Well, you know what? I don't know where they go, but knowing that everybody's got a private jet, I don't think logistics is going to be the problem. The problem is whether Kyrie will even do it and whether LeBron will even do it. I don't know at this point whether or not LeBron would even do it. I think he might do it, but it's going to take some schmoozing by ownership, meaning Dan Gilbert, to get him to be in the same, let's put it this way, airport hangar as one Kyrie. Look, I don't get what Kyrie Irving is doing. I've said this the last few days on various shows. First of all, if you're going to do this, okay, why not wait another year, see what LeBron is going to do, and then if he is jumping wherever he might go, L.A. or wherever, then you say to yourself, well, then I will be the face of the franchise. Maybe I stay. Or maybe I say to myself, self, he's leaving. I want no part of this rebuild. I'm out of here. So you wait a year, and you see which way the wind's blowing. The other thing that makes no sense to me is why you would ever let it be public. Now, he's blaming LeBron's people for making it public. I don't know if that's true. And I know Stephen A. Smith's up to his you-know-what with it, and some other folks, the arrows are going, slings and arrows are going back and forth. All I know, dealing with LeBron since his sophomore year, and better yet, knowing Rich Paul, his agent, pretty well, I don't think they made it public. I don't. I think another player, and I have an idea who it is, but I ain't going to say, let it out. It hurts the Cavaliers from a leverage standpoint, but forget that. Forget that part of it. By making it public, it hurts Kyrie Irving's image. He has taken a beating here, okay? Just a beating here over the last few days. And if it hadn't gone public, then he and his reputation would be a lot better. And he wouldn't have, quote, allegedly dragged other people into it, which makes more enemies. So this, like LeBron's farewell, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, better yet, the Heat a few years ago, and that was not handled well. This equals, in my mind, in mishandling how you want to deal with something like this. And again, guys, maybe we all need to go back to college and learn how to deal with this stuff, how to roll it out, because again, Kyrie and his people didn't do a very good job, in my opinion.
No, you're exactly right. Now, there is the other side, and the theory out there that LeBron did this on purpose, as they've been trying to find a way to change this team up, to do some things differently, and a chance to hope to catch the Warriors for next season. Do you believe that at all? And if there is some blame to be laid at LeBron's feet, how much is it?
Well, first of all, you know what you have in Kyrie. He's not a perfect player. Defensively, and I'm being kind, he's less than average. He's a dynamic offensive player who's not afraid to take the big shot. Obviously, Game 7, 93-89 over Steph Curry, three-pointer, first championship in since, what, 64. So no one will ever dispute here or I think anywhere else how good of an offensive player he is. He's 25 years old. He barely is in his prime. He's got 2 years left on his deal with a possible third year if he's willing to pick up the club option or the player option, the player option for year three. So it's different than, let's say, Paul George's situation that has only 1 year. This thing has got two and potentially a third year. How much is LeBron to blame? Well, let me hold that for a moment. How much is LeBron wanting Kyrie out? I'm going to harken back to LeBron's first year back when he came back from the Heat in Miami. They're playing a game in Portland during that season. I want to say it's in December, January of that season. Deion Waiters is still on the team, now with the Miami Heat. Prior to that, they traded him to Oklahoma City. And so on the court, there's LeBron, Waiters, Irving, and two other players. And I'm watching the broadcast. It's late at night. It's in Portland. And they're just getting destroyed, okay, by the Blazers. Okay, McCollum and Lillard are just lighting them up, okay? And I'm watching and I'm listening to the hometown broadcasters who obviously are going to be pro-Cavalier. But their color analyst does a pretty good job of being fair, and this is Austin Carr, the former Notre Dame product and NBA player. And Austin says during the broadcast, why is LeBron staying in the corner? Why does LeBron look like he's pouting? Well, the reason he's pouting is because Kyrie continues to dribble, not give up the ball, basically a black hole. And when Waiters does get the ball, he basically does the same thing. And he's had it, okay? So whatever, a week or two later, whatever it was chronologically, they trade Waiters, okay? That came from LeBron, okay? LeBron said, one of these two guys got to go, and it happened to be Waiters. So Waiters gets dealt. He's now with the Heat, just signed a multi-year deal. Good for him. But the point is the relationship between Irving and LeBron has been up and down because Irving is still, in the eyes of LeBron and some veteran players, still immature. Now, he's more mature than he used to be, but in the eyes of veteran savvy players, he still has bad habits, and it drives LeBron and others nuts because there's too much dribble, not enough move ball, not enough he gives up ball and moves without the ball. So there have been issues. There were issues this past season, but it's been better than it was in year one when LeBron came back, witness that Portland game where I thought he was going to strangle both of them, quite frankly, or at least try to.
Let me follow up, because they're all headed to Las Vegas. They always do this, to go begin some individual workouts. A lot of guys are going to this, including Beverly of the Phoenix Suns. There was a lot of talk about the Suns trying to acquire Kyrie Irving, and Beverly was the key piece of that puzzle. Is that still in the works, or has that been blown up as well? The reason I mention that is because the Suns, and you'll remember this, Ken, drafted Josh Jackson out of Kansas, and that was one of the pieces that the Cavaliers wanted in return, and the Suns nixed that opportunity.
Well, at this point, yeah, they're all in Vegas. Eric Bledsoe's there. A bunch of guys are in Vegas right now. LeBron's been doing this for the last few years. I don't know if he gambles or not. I have no idea. If he does, it would be very obvious that he's there. I've never heard of him being quote casino bound particularly. So I'm not sure why he seems to be enamored with going to Vegas, but he does. And like the Pied Piper, a lot of guys follow because, well, it's LeBron James. And so forth. Look, there have been so many rumors, and there are going to be many more rumors between now and, one, whether they deal them before training camp, two, whether they try to work this thing out and have them back when training camp commences, basically very late September, maybe October 1st, whenever camp will commence. So Phoenix is a possibility. But if they're not willing to give up the kid, who you just mentioned, the young man Jackson,
right.
If I'm the Cavs, I don't do the deal unless Phoenix just throws a lot at him and makes it so good that they have to do it. I do know they want him. They would love that Bledsoe because he would come in and replace LeBron, would replace Irving at point guard. And move everybody else down a slot in regards to a backup position, backing up someone like Bledsoe if that deal would come together. I'd say right now, of all the rumored deals, and there's a lot of them out there, the Phoenix deal makes, at least to me, the most sense. The second deal that makes the most sense is with Minnesota or Wiggins, who they traded initially for the Kevin Love deal. That makes some sense. There might be, and there would be, I think, another piece or two in that deal to work it out monetarily. So there's a lot out there. If I was in the inner circle, and I'm not, I don't work for the Cavs, I think patience is a virtue here. I don't think doing a deal today, tomorrow, or next week is the deal you can make a month from now, 2 months from now. And I wouldn't be against, even though I said this earlier, and the odds are against it, I wouldn't be against seeing if they could figure out a way to get him to come back, get into the season, and see if it'll work. The odds are against that, but I do think there's a small percentage of a chance that if they don't see a trade they like, look, they're not going to make a deal just to make a deal. He's too good a player. He's perennial all-star. Okay? If they don't see anything they like, then they're going to bring him back. And then he's got a decision to make. He either comes back and waits to get traded during the season or right on the eve of the trading deadline in February of 18, or he holds out. And if he holds out, he ain't going to get paid. So, and that's a lot of money. So they could, in some ways, force his hand. And one of the way, guys, they can force him, and this is the first reaction I had when I heard Friday mid-afternoon, which seems like an eternity ago. He wants to be traded? Fine. Okay. We'll show him. He has no leverage in this. None. This is not Carmelo Anthony, okay, where Carmelo can pick and choose. Uh-uh. He's got none of this. I trade him to Siberia, better known as Sacramento or Brooklyn or Atlanta or any other team that ain't going to win 30 games and see how he likes it, okay? And knowing Dan Gilbert as I do, believe me, that's in the hand. That's in the cards, okay? Now, they may say to him, look, we get the venom, we get it, but that's a bad deal. That's not enough. I know why you want to trade him to Siberia to prove a point, okay? But we got to get enough back in return. So if we got a better deal in a more attractive place, we'll trade him there because we need the return. But believe me, that has been broached. To trade him somewhere, you want to be the face of the franchise? Okay, big boy, let's trade you to somewhere where you ain't going to win squat, okay? Let's see how much you like losing, okay? Let's trade you to the Western Conference, to a Sacramento, or somewhere even like Arizona or Phoenix, or somewhere where you're not going to win nothing, okay? Let's see how big time you are then. Believe me, it has crossed their minds. I have that on the highest authority.
So the other side is the future of what's going to happen with LeBron. And what's the feeling out there, Ken? Is it everybody just resigned to the fact that LeBron's going to be there for one more year and it's over? Or are the people of Cleveland hopeful?
Well, knowing this town, and I haven't taken a poll, but I would say most feel that he will leave. And I don't think it's driven so much by Kyrie. I think in his eyes, good riddance from some perspective. The other would be, I think it depends on what they get in return. How good are they this year? Do they get back to the finals? If they get pretty good talent back, they're good enough, okay, to get back to the finals. Now, can they beat Golden State? No, they're not. They're not going to beat Golden State unless somehow either he stays or being Kyrie and just changes his mind totally, or they get a really good deal in return. And the best deal they can make that's been rumored would be a three-team deal where they get Bledsoe from Arizona, or excuse me, Phoenix. Why do I keep calling them Arizona? The Phoenix Suns. And then at that point, Bledsoe comes here. Carmelo Anthony in a three-way deal likewise comes here. And draft picks and other considerations go to the Phoenix Suns or the Knicks, and Phoenix gets some contracts that are going bye-bye, which will help them clear some monetary factors that they want to work with over the next few years. So to me, that at least at this point, if they add a Bledsoe and an Anthony and get rid of Kyrie, they're back in the finals, and they got a shot of beating Golden State. But if they make a Minnesota trade and get the young Wiggins, defensively he's awful. Offensively he's very talented. He would make up for the most part the points they would lose. They would want more than just Wiggins from Minnesota. It would depend on what else they get. Those seem to be the two best deals that are out there, but just because they're out there now doesn't mean in a month, 6 weeks, or 4 or 5 months, as we're getting closer to February, that a better deal might be out there. Another deal, which I don't think they would make, would be with Boston. for Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, and a first-round pick because Boston's got so many. I don't think they would trade him to Boston. I think it's the only, other than Golden State, and Golden State doesn't need Kyrie Irving at this point with Steph Curry. Those are the only two places that they won't trade him. So they won't trade him to Boston, and obviously they're not going to trade him to Golden State. But everybody else, I think it's free game. Just depends on what they're willing to offer. If they can't, you know, make kissy-kissy and bring him on back, and I don't know. I'd say there's probably about a 10 to 15% chance of that occurring.
Oh, the old kissy-kissy thing. I get that live. You got it. Yeah, I don't want to see that. Ken Silverstein is our guest. He comes to us, of course, on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Kenny, from the NBA to the Big Ten. Big Ten media days are now in the rearview mirror. Did you learn anything by listening to the coaches and players?
Not a single thing, but I will tell you, we're sitting at 35 days. That's the most important number to me, quite frankly. Minnesota plays Buffalo, Ohio State, Indiana. Then I think Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head, I think they play the following night, September 1st, and everybody pretty much jumps in on Saturday the 2nd, the big one. And the big one, at least from a national perspective, with a Big Ten team, is obviously Michigan and Florida in Arlington at Jerry World. And I know we'll be talking about that matchup as we get closer here into August and so forth. No, not really. Not really. I know we talked in the past about big-name players not showing up, Penn State, Ohio State, and some others not bringing in our minds collectively the right people to be in front of the media. I mean, I think they did as well as they could what they had. BTN did a nice job of rolling people in and out. I think coaches, you know, did their thing. Players were mature and said what they needed to say. But I don't know. It's missing something, and I'm not sure what it is. Look, it still gets a lot of attention because it's the quasi-opening of the college football season in the Midwest. But it just, I don't know, it's just missing some sizzle, and I don't know if it's just not having the big names not there, like Barkley and others, who's going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, assuming, knock on wood, he's healthy for Penn State. He's the best running back, not only in the Big Ten, I could argue he's the best running back in the entire country. So that hurt, but I don't know about you guys. It's just something, you know, and I'm not saying it needs to move from Chicago. No, I'm not saying it needs to rotate. I don't think that's it. It's just there's something, I don't know. There's just something missing, and I'm not sure what it is. Maybe you guys have a thought or two on that.
You know, it's an interesting thought, Ken, because I've been a few times. I haven't been in the business as long as you guys, but once you've gone a time or two, you know what it is. Regardless if it's Big Ten, Big 12, even SEC and the kookiness, it's kind of been there, done that kind of thing. I don't know what else could be done. Media days, the way media's changed so much, maybe they just kind of lost their place.
Yeah, I get the technology perspective. If anything, there's more media because there's so many .coms. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's great. More the merrier, okay? As long as you're accredited, you know, that's great. Thumbs up. I don't know. There's just something, and maybe it's just me. I'm not saying being goofy. That's not what I'm looking at. I just think that, and maybe part of it is, and maybe I figured it out. Okay, the SEC always seems to go first, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's okay. And the ACC, I think, seems to always go second. Am I correct in saying that? I think that's correct.
That is correct, yeah.
Yep.
And then the Big 12 seems to go third. I think that's correct likewise. But by the time you roll to the Big 10, you've been, if you're a football fan in general, and maybe not strictly a Big 10 fan, you have more of a national perspective, let's say, you're already, or if you're a national media type and you're going to all of these, by the time you get to the Big Ten, you've already run three or four of these. You know, you're just like, okay, what? I'm fried. What am I going to learn here that I didn't hear from the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, and whatever? So I don't know. Maybe it'd be a good idea if the Big Ten jumped up calendar-wise a couple weeks, and see where is it written that the SEC's got to go first? Is that one of the Ten Commandments of life? I don't know. I have a pretty good idea what the Ten Commandments are, and, you know, we're not perfect. I'm far from perfect. I'm not saying I follow all ten. I'd like to, but I don't. But kidding aside, why can't the Big Ten go a couple weeks earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Is the media going to have a problem with it? No. As long as you let them know a couple months in advance when it's going to be, people can make their travel plans. They can move their vacation in and around the so-called gala event. Why not bump the SEC? Why not go first? Or at least go second? Why stay in the middle of the pack and just sort of go, okay, we'll do ours, what was Monday, the 24th? Yeah, we'll do ours the 24th and 25th of July. Why not do it on the 11th? Okay, why not do it 2 weeks earlier? I don't know.
Do you think that network TV like ESPN or Fox Sports, somebody like that, says, hey, we don't want you guys to do that?
I don't know what the legalities are. I don't know, you know, is it McCormick Place? I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. You know, that's a big venue. It's a huge venue. South of downtown. I don't know if that's an issue. But look, if Delaney gets on the phone, things are going to start rolling pretty quickly. It ain't going to take time because he's a cash register as a human being. Okay, we all know that. I wonder if he's ever been called a cash register. If he hasn't, I'm going to trademark it. Okay? Call the trademark people, guys. Please, call them. For me, or I'll call him this afternoon and trademark that. Cash register Jim Delaney. Look, to me, if you go earlier, you not only get the so-called Midwest media types, those who follow the Big Ten, and then obviously New Jersey for Rutgers and the Baltimore, D.C. corridor for the Terrapins, okay? But if you go earlier, I think, I don't know, I just think you get more interest. I don't know. Maybe that helps it. I just thought it kind of plotted a long, they stand there for their 15 minutes. It's the same question. Yeah, how about your starting right guard? How many people are competing for that position? Ah, come on. You know, can we just ask something a little bit more pertinent, a little bit more glitzy, let's say? You know, or, hey, Coach Kirk, obviously your son gets the promotion. Let's get into detail. Not that he's going to go into a lot of details, but let's pepper him a little bit with questions about what changes. What about tight end play? How important is it? Obviously, it's very important. But, you know, let's get into a little bit more follow-up questions and so forth. But maybe that's just me. I'm old school when it comes to the flow of questioning people because there is a way. God, Jim is probably rolling over here hearing this. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is how you do it. If you ask a question, you want your next question. If you don't ask it, you would hope someone else will pick up that thought and build on it. Okay, so there's a train of thought, okay, that goes like one domino to another domino, and it just goes click, 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 et cetera. Now, we got stuff all over the place, and these coaches are going, can I get off stage now? Please. They keep looking at their watches going, is my 15 minutes up? Mm-hmm. I bet Urban Meyer was like looking at his watch like every 30 seconds.
Right.
Can I just get out of here? Come on, I got bigger things to do, like recruit, okay? Come on, get me out of here. And Harbaugh, please. You know, I mean, it's just, there's got to be a different format where it just is, I know the Big Ten. We're the Big Ten. We're Midwest people. We like structure, okay? We don't like things haphazard. We're the Big Ten, okay? We want things to flow. We want things to be very, very 15 minutes here, let's get him off, let's move the next guy on in 30 seconds, let's have him do his 15 minutes, 30-second break. Okay, I mean, I get it, but could we just have a little bit of spontaneity? Wouldn't that be nice for the Big Ten to have a little bit of spontaneity? It'd be nice.
I'm with you. I'm with you, but the likelihood just isn't there.
It ain't going to happen, Trent. It's not going to happen. But it would be nice to just get somebody in the Big Ten offices who is young and vibrant. I don't care if they're male, female, tall, small. I don't care their political affiliation. It doesn't matter to me. Just get somebody who will go to Mr. Cash Register and say, or one of his people, his peeps, and say, you know, maybe we can look at this format and maybe we can look at what other people are doing, or maybe we can come up, wow, what a novel idea. Maybe we can come up with something to just add a little pizzazz to this thing, okay? And some of it might be just as simple as, why do we have to wait until this year, July 24th? Why couldn't we have done it in late June or right after the week of the 11th? Okay, it would have been, what, 24th, 17th, 10th. So it would have been the 10th and the 11th. Excuse me, the 10th and the 11th. Why couldn't we do it on Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and the 11th? So what if another conference is doing it at the same time? What rule are we breaking?
That's my point, though. My point, Kenny, is that maybe the networks are in cahoots here so they don't step all over each other.
It's possible. I mean, yeah, I get that. I mean, in TV, you will obviously, Jim, with your background, you're well aware TV rocks and everything else just sort of gets out of its way. And I get that. And you have the Big Ten network, you got the SEC network, you got on and on and on. I get all the regionals and the network, boys and girls. I get all of it. I'm just saying, I don't know if it's etched in stone. I'd have to dig in on that, of why the Big Ten seems to always go near the back of the pack rather than the front of the pack. We're not talking about the MAC here. We're not talking about, some mid-level conference here. We're talking, here we go, let's blare the trumpets, the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes
let's
it doesn't
not take a back seat.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It just doesn't. And, maybe another thing. Who says it's got to be in? I know the league office. I get it. We rotate the basketball tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
Football tournament seems like it's going to stay in Indy forever. Part of that is because of the structure, the facilities. You got the hotels downtown. And you don't want to play in Chicago or somewhere else. Maybe you move it to Minneapolis now with the new stadium there. So maybe Indy doesn't have it every year for football. Okay, not a bad idea. Maybe something to ponder. Why not move it out of Chicago, the more I think about it? Okay? I don't know why it can't be moved elsewhere. Maybe that would give it a little bit more juice because it gets stale. I mean, Chicago's a great town. No one will ever argue that. But maybe not a bad idea to move it, or at least try it 1 year. Pick a place, whether it's Detroit, or whether it's, Des Moines or Indianapolis or New York City or D.C. or Baltimore, whatever. Just try 1 year to take it out of Chicago and see if it works. And probably if you're going to do that, now that I think of it, let's not move it to New York or Baltimore, D.C., because then you got people traveling too far. But if you kept it in the, quote, more Midwest, so Detroit, okay, not a bad idea. They got the facilities. Okay, you could move it to Indianapolis. Obviously, they have the facilities. Okay, if you can do a Super Bowl, a Big Ten football championship game, you can do the Big Ten media meetings for football. Okay, Minneapolis, obviously, I mentioned Minneapolis. Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit. I don't know. Why can't it be held in Des Moines? Why can't it be held,
right,
in Omaha/Lincoln, whatever. I just maybe try it 1 year and move it. Maybe that would help it. I don't know. Just something to ponder.
Worth a shot, at the very least. How about this? So we didn't get a whole lot, Ken. We didn't get a whole lot of excitement out of it. But we did get to hear from PJ Fleck. That guy,
yes.
Holy crap, is he annoying.
Yeah, he must wake up in the morning and he doesn't brush his teeth. He must take that five-hour energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously. And then at noon, he takes another hit. Can you imagine? Whoa. I don't know what that stuff's made out of. I haven't looked at the label recently, but I can only imagine what it's made of. And then having PJ take it early in the morning could scare all of, mankind. Look, it gets a little old. Look, he's going to have to win. And I give him credit. He won at Western Michigan. He did a really nice job. If you're going to take a job in the Big Ten, you don't want to take a job in the East. You want to take a job in the West. That makes sense geographically because it's easier to win in the West than it would be taking on, in no particular order, Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State, and likewise Michigan State most years. So, yeah, you don't want to take a job in the East unless you have, unless you got a death sentence in your mind. And no, that ain't going to work unless you got a death sentence, I should say. So, It's a good choice. They're improving their facilities. I love their new football stadium. Not that new. It's a couple years old now, I guess, but still a nice facility. Okay. You have to beat Wisconsin. That's the big boy right now. It's somewhat doable. The problem when you take a job in the West, different than taking a job in the East, is not only don't you have to take on those behemoths on the field, and then likewise trying to recruit against them, good luck in that subject matter. But the other issue you have is if you're in the West, you don't have the population bases. Like, okay, he takes a job in Minnesota. Okay, he's got basically one metro area. He's got Minneapolis, St. Paul. Okay, that's about it. Okay, there aren't a lot of players coming out of Duluth. Okay, not a lot of players coming out of Rochester. Okay, they're just not. I mean, I know the Mayo Clinic's there, but you know, the bottom line is they ain't a lot. They're not big population bases. So you don't have a chance to wheel in a lot of in-state talent because there's not a lot of in-state talent every year. And then, you know, Notre Dame's had success in the Catholic schools in Minneapolis, St. Paul over the years and so forth. So it makes it trickier. He needs to win 8-9. Whether or not he can do it, my guess is he can win 8 at this point. I want to look at the roster a little bit more closely, look at the quarterback play. Excuse me. But, you know, he's right now Wisconsin's the team to beat. I think Nebraska's going to be pretty good. Again, question of the quarterback. I want to see how good he is. He looked decent in the spring game, but I don't know about you guys. I don't read anything particularly into a spring game, particularly. So, but I like Coach Riley. Always have liked him. So, you know, you're battling for second or third. You know, and then you got Iowa. You have Northwestern. You have anybody else? No, that's about it. He's not in a bad spot because he's in the West, but it's not a 1 foot putt type of job because Minnesota just doesn't produce that many big time five star, high four star type of players every year. And if they do, you better get them because if you don't get them, it's not like recruiting Pennsylvania where there's just gobs and gobs of talent every year for Penn State, Ohio State, Pitt, and West Virginia to, pick apart and figure out who they like and don't like.
All right, Kenny. Thank you, bud. It's always good when we catch up with you. Have a good day.
Guys, when we talk next Thursday, we'll be under 30. We'll be at 28.
You got it.
You know I'm counting. Well, yeah, you know I'm counting. I just rolled it out verbally. I have no life, so right now we're at 35 days.
Thank you, man. We'll see you.
Talk to you next Thursday.
All right, that's Ken Silverstein, everybody, on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. We'll continue on as we roll all the way till 3. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker, 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC, noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks, 1700 KBGG.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President and Market Manager of Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud supporter of the Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen their members' businesses and enhance the quality of life in Des Moines. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these new members.
Periodico Conexion Latina, Mosaic of Central Iowa, The Home Plate Diner, Stay Green Irrigation, Raffit Services, Sinex Security, McDonald's, Spec USA, Iowa Insurance Consultants, and Gateway Mortgage Company.
The Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce and Cumulus Media wish to thank these new members. Learn more about the Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce online at dsmeastsouthchamber.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual saved me almost $800 when I switched my home and auto insurance.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, I got the perfect coverage for us. And I didn't have to worry about skimping on MS Party.
Well, that explains the...
Party! Best birthday ever!
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
1700 KBGG is your home for big sports.
There's no place like home on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. What's up? It's Bill Ryder, back in Des Moines, lived there for a decade, got married in Des Moines. Thrilled to be talking about your favorite sports teams with your favorite players, 5 to 9 p.m. on your station with all the big games, 1700 KBGG.
Big news, big talk, and big sports on 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
If only I had a big test today.
Or a book report to give.
Give me a math quiz.
Give me some homework.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I'll keep my desk grill clean.
So they can stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun.
I'll do extra homework.
I'll clean the class pet's cage.
I'll skip recess.
School might end, but free lunches don't have to.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're feeding America. Message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We continue all the way till 3 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC. Hey, Trent, wide receiver that we talked about the other day, they finally made it official. Quarles, I believe, is his name. And he'll transfer out of New Mexico, and he's going to be at Iowa ready to go.
Yeah, still nothing official from the University of Iowa's side. From what I have heard, still waiting for everything in terms of his graduation to come in, what grad classes, what he's going to do. But there was a report from the Albuquerque Journal that also had a quote from Bob Davey in it. Bob Davey had this to say about Quarles. He's a great kid, and I hate to lose him, but I think Iowa's a good fit for him. He redshirted his first year, graduated in 3 years. So because of wow. that, this is a grad transfer, Jimmy B, that has 2 years of eligibility. Certainly got a lot of like to see that, even though the numbers don't exactly match up with some kind of superstar.
That's incredible that he's going to have 2 years remaining. I mean, that just doesn't happen in today's day and age. Not at all. But as I told you yesterday, I saw two of New Mexico's games. The one game I saw him catch just a couple of passes. The other game I can't remember. I don't think he did much of anything. But it's not because of him. It's the style of offense that they ran at New Mexico. I mean, Trent, they like threw the ball 10 times a game. That was it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's triple option. You know, it's old school football there. So
yeah,
you're not going to see a whole lot of moving parts, certainly, that are going to be happening from that side. So I'll tell you, Jimmy B, who knows what this kid is going to be, but we're talking about a Division I guy, a guy that's played at that kind of level before, a guy that knows how to block. And here's the best thing. He graduated in 3 years. You know, they got a new playbook and all this stuff, and we hear how difficult it is. If a guy can graduate in 3 years, I think he's going to be able to figure out a playbook pretty quickly.
I think you're probably right about that. You know, those guys are hard to find. But it does happen in college football and basketball, particularly if a guy in basketball is going to stay for at least 3 years. Look, there are some smart kids who also are tremendous athletes. Quarles seems to be right in that mode, and that bodes very well for the Hawkeyes, picking up a wide receiver, something that they desperately need, Trent, because we only know one wideout, and that's Vandenberg, and that's it. That's all we know right now.
Yeah, I mean, the freshmen are great unknowns. Nick Easley was a guy that was talked about a ton during the spring, but when it actually came to the spring game, we didn't see a lot of him. And now a part of that, of course, was the quarterbacks and the struggles that they have. But, hey, it comes down to, more than anything, Jim, Vandenberg has to be healthy, and not a case of playing. Playing, that's all well and good. He has to be healthy enough to do the things that he was able to do in the past. The route running, the ability to go up in traffic and make plays. I remember that play he made out in Pittsburgh a few years back. Just a great, beautiful grab going up the field. Had another one later that season. You know, people think of him just as a precise route runner, and that's a big piece of it, and probably the biggest piece of him when you're talking about him as a wide receiver. But they need him to be able to do all the things that he's done in the past. I mentioned this to you before, Jim. If he's lost a tenth of a second off his 40 time, if he's not able to be as precise and sharp in his cuts, we're talking about another mediocre wide receiver at best.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. And Iowa cannot afford that. They've got to get some players, and they're going to have to find some wide receivers other than Vandenberg that they have some trust in. And so far, that's not the case because they're not even in practice yet. And that will have to develop when they get into their practice sessions, and then, of course, through the first couple of non-conference games as well.
So this Iowa squad, I was just taking a peek, saw some updated numbers from Bovada. You ready, Jimmy B, on the over-unders?
I'm ready. Go for it.
Iowa's still at 6.5. You okay. have to lay, if you're going the over, you got to lay a little juice, minus 140. Get a little plus money if you go on the under. Right now, have to make a bet. Hawkeye, 6.5 over-under. Jimmy B, are you still on the underside of this?
I am still on the underside, yes. And until I get it, until they get into workouts and we start to get a feel of what we might see on the field when they match up in that opening game against Wyoming. Yes, I am not going to go over at 6.5. I'm staying under.
So what would it be that would change your opinion? You know, would it be, because we're going to see stories, you know, we're going to find out a couple weeks into camp who the more likely is going to be the starter cornerback. What's it going to be for you that says, all right, I believe this team is going to win 8 games. This team's going to be a team that at the very least has a chance to contend for a division title. Is it that quarterback situation really ironing itself out? When we see them at Kids Day, it's, whoa, Nathan Stanley, that's the guy that we expected to see. Is it as simple as that, or are there more on your checklist that you have to see?
I think it's a combination of a couple of things. One, obviously, is the quarterback, and two, the wide receivers as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to throw cold water on everybody, but what if Vandenberg is running a simple route and he breaks the foot again?
Yeah.
You know, now what do you got? So, I have to wait until there are some credible reports that we get out of their training camp, which will begin here in a couple of weeks. And I start to get a feel of A, how the offense looks, and B, are there other wide receivers? And everybody says, well, they're going to throw to the tight ends. That's all well and good. You can throw to the tight end. Mm-hmm. But you got to have some wideouts to stretch the field. And so are they just going to be pretty much a run-oriented team? Is it going to be Wadley left, Wadley right? Bring in Butler to the right, to the left. Put him in the slot. Quick little flare pass. You know, is that what we're going to see? Or is it going to be what you're hoping for, that the offense opens up a little bit?
I think it will. I think you're going to see a change. And that's another part I'm going to be looking for early on, is we see the reverse, you know, the reversion back to what O'Keefe did in terms of the play action game, in terms of the waggles, getting the quarterback out, having those drag routes, the deep crossing routes. If we see that right away and we're seeing, hey, they've been able to implement this, I think they have a real shot. That, for me, will change my opinion, because I'm right there with you. I'm right at that level. I'm looking at a 6-6, 7-5 type of team right around where that over-under is, and if I had to bet it right now, I'd be with you. I'd be on the underside of it. So if we hear that early and that the offense is evolving maybe quicker than they anticipated, you know, some anecdotes like that, I can get in. But until then, I'm with you, Jimmy B. I'm putting my money on the under.
I'm with you. I've got to wait until I start to get some credible information, not just some message board goober who is, you know, trying to, you know, spew fascination for his beloved Hawkeyes. I want to hear from the guys that actually cover the team. And, of course, we'll have them on the show. So we'll start then to be able to make a better assessment of what actually that offense will start to look like.
Good stuff, Jimmy B. We'll take the break here. When we come back on the other side, a busy hour, we kick it off with more football talk, though NFL variety, as Ryan Van Bibber will join us to kick it off. We continue on here on a Thursday, Jimmy B and TC from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
Big news, big talk.
Join me, Diana Kelly, every Saturday morning at 10 for what's happening in your neighborhood with Inside Iowa.
On 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even a Brew Crew or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food and amazing beer selection. And on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of free service with no annual contract on AT&T's network.
2 months free, huh? You know, my wife wanted 2 months free. Then she jetted off to the Canary Islands and met some tennis pro named Sergio.
Kevin?
She doesn't even like canaries.
You want to stick to the script, please?
Right. Sorry, Dan.
It's Don.
Don. With AT&T prepaid, you can watch all of your favorite shows with no annual contract. Wow. No annual contract? No commitment at all? Remind you of anyone, Don?
Maybe your wife?
Bingo.
Can we wrap this up, Kevin?
Oh, sorry, Doug. That's prepaid your way from AT&T.
Great. Thank you.
Sure beats whatever Sergio's offering.
Okay, that's it. I'm cutting to legal.
Limited time offer. Requires payment at activation, taxes extra. Account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan and cannot lapse to get bill credit for 3rd and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
1700 KBGG Des Moines, a Cumulus station.
I like it!
Big news, big talk, and big sports. 1700 KBGG Des Moines.